Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us our friends from across the river. We want to say hello to the superintendent of the Prescott School System, Dr. Rick Spacuzza, and we also want to say hello to Carrie Fisher. She is the Community Engagement Coordinator with the Prescott School System, and we're going to learn more about her position and all the great things that are going on. But first of all, good to see you. Did I offend you? Where have you been, for crying out loud?
We're so happy to be over here. There's so many great things happening in Prescott, and today was our kickoff. We had 100% of our staff in our Performing Arts Center as we gave a couple keynote statements, and we had our teaching and learning and also our mental health perspective with regards to some grants that we had. So it was great energy, all of our staff in one location, ready to kind of welcome back 1,400 students starting September 3rd.
Oh my gosh. And is it my imagination, or did the Prescott schools or Wisconsin schools used to start before Labor Day, or was that a long time ago?
Wisconsin, as far as I can recall, has always had a state law to start after Labor Day.
We like that. Don't you think it cuts into the summer too much if they start earlier?
I think there's pros and cons.
Okay.
One of the things is, especially if you go into June, but I think if we had some flexibility locally, it might give us the ability to have some breaks within the 9 months.
Oh, sure.
So once,
Those are nice too.
Just for our staff, right. Families, and teachers, it's once you start the treadmill, we're running hard for the next
kidding.
9, 10 months.
We like to call it a gerbil wheel in our house. Yes.
True enough.
So tell me all the good things that are happening that you talked about at your meeting today.
Sure. Well, first off, there's a couple things that we're really proud of, and Carrie has been monumental in assisting us with community engagement and grant writing. The Prescott Public Schools has received over $500,000, $500,000 that's really supported through the Department of Justice and mental health. As we know, mental health in adolescents and in our community is a struggle. Pierce County has been a great partner with the Prescott Public Schools. 2 years ago, we were able to hire a woman, Carrie Weiss, who served as a mental health coordinator, our navigator. And what she did is just allowed us to, we talked about the hamster wheel. And so once school starts, families and students are there. Our counselors, psychologists are so busy on the day-to-day functions, it's really hard to go out and network. So Carrie Weiss was able to make those connections. From that, we built a really good bridge with CSS services in Pierce County. We now are having quarterly meetings with them. It allowed us to hit on another $25,000 grant to work with adolescents having their first psychotic break. We've been able to hire additional counselors at our high school to kind of provide both academic and career planning, but also serve the mental health and social emotional needs that they have as they're kind of progressing into adolescence and early adulthood.
Congratulations, Carrie, because I know that your school just recently got another $25,000 mm-hmm. grant. Tell us about that, please.
That grant was the work of coordination between Carrie Weiss and the county, and it's really helped us get the curriculum in place to be able to help the students that need those kind of supports. But I do have to say on the grant writing, and that's very gracious to give me credit for that, but it's a really huge collaboration with a lot of staff when you get grants at that level. It's definitely not done in a vacuum, and it takes a lot of people doing the coordination and the research and really taking care of the metrics that we have to take care of to be able to justify the grants too and do the reporting afterwards. So big shout out to all of our people services staff and the counselors and the administration that makes that happen and makes that a priority. So.
Well, and to, like you said, make it a priority and be forward thinking about what the needs of kids are these days, because that's certainly changed, I'm sure, since mm-hmm. you both got into education.
Absolutely.
Is that the internet? Can we thank the internet for that? Right? Social media.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Well, and, you know, I think that obviously it can be like any tool, but I think being a superintendent in today's world with social media is uncharted waters.
Right.
You have a lot of influence and things like that that can go quickly down the rails with lack of information or clarity. And sometimes it's unfortunate. So I think that having individuals like Carrie, having meetings like we had today where we have all staff in the same room hearing the same message.
Transparency.
It helps build what our culture is, what we're trying to do, and it helps us to set what our mission will be and vision. So our school board has been working on a strategic plan for the last couple of years, and we'll be trying to adopt that in early fall. and it sets the course for the next 5 years.
You know, I'm looking at both of you. You are on a high from this day. I can just see it. I'm going to take
this. There
is an
energy.
I'm glad we took a picture, because then, you know, midway through the school year, you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, and I'm meeting with a parent group right after this, so it just keeps going.
Keeps getting better. So tell us what your message is. I know you presented some updates on different things and gave some statistics on different things to the Prescott School
system. Yeah, I'll start. So we talked about kind of mental health and the work that we've been doing over the last 3 years to build that. So we have more personnel. We've connected with Family Means to allow a therapist within our schools, and that allows us to do and provide outreach beyond what our traditional school system would be able to provide. We've upped our security. So 100% of our buildings have shatterproof glass at the entrances, or will have that installed early fall. We've been able to add surveillance cameras, real-time video. We've added door fobs so that we've eliminated many keys that a lot of people had or neighbors had to be able to go into the gym. It just created accessibility where you can't always control who's in our building. We now have done that. We've changed all of our key systems in all of our buildings, and then just implemented some protocols with regards to how families have to, all our school doors are locked once the buses have dropped the last group of students in, and we have cameras and a doorbell, if you will, to kind of announce why you're there and to be able to be escorted down to the offices. We have really exciting academic news, and so many of that is still embargoed, but our test performance and things like that that were predictive on our own district measures are showing up on state measures. We have things that can be shared, and that would be with regards to our high school programming. We made an investment in doubling the number of advanced placement courses for students. We have 100% more students participating in advanced placement. 90% of our students that are in those courses do test, and we have more students hitting 3 or above, which is considered eligible for college credit. And we're very proud of that, proud of our staff who have engaged. Mm-hmm. We had summer classes where we had our biology teacher, our earth and science, and geometry teachers. And so we had students that participated all summer in semester-long classes or year-long classes in the summer, depending on, they would be courses that were run 4 hours a day throughout the summer. Last week, we had what we call Cardinal Academy, and that's when our transition grades, our kindergartners come, they ride the bus, they get to go through a day, see their school. Our sixth graders came into the school, and you see eighth graders acting as big buddies and helping them open up their lockers, find out where, and navigate that maze of an old building. And then the high school had its orientation for the 9th through 12th grade. And each day had you get to see more staff. It's like watching a dress rehearsal and basically our building's coming alive. Mm-hmm. Our athletics have already started, and that is impressive to see. Our girls are doing extremely well in golf. We have a new volleyball coach, Abby Morris, and Jeffrey, and I'm blanking on his name, so Jeffrey, I apologize, but he's a sixth grade science teacher and a high school volleyball, and then our football team kicked off last Friday. So a lot of things, both in the academics and athletics, and just the energy in the buildings as students and families start to come around.
I bet.
I think an exciting part of that, too, that was highlighted today was the service projects that our high school has committed to. Last year, they did quite a few different service projects throughout Prescott that made a huge difference, from hydrant painting to planting to just taking care of things that needed taken care of in town. And that dedication to service on top of the academics and the athletics and making sure that all intertwines for the whole person is really, really wonderful.
To give back to the community.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're turning out good kids and good citizens. That's
exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous. So give us some of the statistics here. That how many buses get your kids to and from, and how many kids, how does that shake out this year to last year?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people think of teachers and they think of the classroom, but one of the things that we did today was, even as we had our transportation, our food service, our custodians, our nurses, and our special education aides, is we had them stand up, and they filled filled half the auditorium. And so one of the things that we talked about is when we have our administrative assistants and transportation and food service, it really does take a large organization to be able to function well and be efficient. So transportation, our bus drivers, we have a fleet of our own. We have over 20 buses with video camera for security, both for our drivers and also for our students. We have 5 vans and 2 cars. Those are things that we do for transporting students that might be homeless or have special education needs that just require a different type of transportation. Our fleet has passed Tim Rundquist and Aaron Marshall, our mechanics, for the first time in 25 years. 100% of our buses passed inspection on the first time. They have always had our buses ready and inspected for the first day of school. I'm very proud of them. Our food service, we serve over 100 breakfasts. We have 725 student lunches on a daily basis. So we have a full complement across all 4 of our buildings, plus our 4K and also St. Joe's. And so Tina Stenarus is our food service director and does an amazing job in planning, ordering, and setting up those meals. Our custodians have always been busy. We've been continuing to do a lot of construction and projects and moving. Sarah Dusick, our new, I kidded her a little bit. She's the elementary principal that you met last year. I think all but 8 of the teachers over at the elementary have a new classroom. So we've been moving and shuffling, but our buildings look amazing. The grounds have been amazing. And we currently have an architect looking at our 3 older buildings. And one of the feedback that was given at the last board meeting on August 21st was that your buildings are well cared for and well managed. And a lot of kudos goes to our facilities director, Mike Hoika, but also his crew. We also have health and wellness. We have our own registered nurse, and she has been providing training to our staff both on just kind of medical illnesses and the things that we deal with students who have seizures, who are allergic to peanuts, and I just learned strawberries is a big thing, EpiPens, and making sure that students that are diabetic. We have obviously everything that's in the walk in everybody's community or family also comes through our doors. And so there's regulations on privacy. There's regulations on making sure we have asthma inhalers and where that is. And so they did an amazing job. Data and technology, we have doubled the amount of technology that is in the Prescott Public Schools as of over the last 2 years. Amazing transformation. We have added redundancy. So one of the things in Wisconsin that we've struggled with is that if the main cable is cut or switches or goes down from AT&T, we didn't have a backup. We now have complete redundancy with all our internet providers. And so within 3 minutes, we're back up and running. And so really happy that basically, as you know, technology runs and rules our day. Our teachers don't even experience glitches like they used to. So our special education training, we did a lot about mental health. We are dealing with trauma-sensitive schools, TSS for short, and continue that training. Throughout the summer, we've been working on literacy and it's sending many of our teachers. Our school board has been, and as a superintendent, I'm a big believer in continuous learning. And so our staff know that I read books and they see all the covers that we talk about through the kickoff today. But the number of staff that went to responsive classrooms to better meet the social, emotional, and de-escalation sometimes that students need has been priceless.
Well, we are just so excited with all of this great information. If you have any questions about any of this, I know you are very willing and able to chat with the public.
Yes, and I kind of overlook, we have been, our website has been continuously, we did a couple surveys last year to get input back from our community. Our webpage for our district, we have all of our board agendas. We have information on SDS architects looking at our facilities. That information has been posted and estimated cost projections over the next 1 to 3 years, 4 to 6, and 7 to 10. That's provided for our community. We have all of our teacher pages or grade level pages for our staff, and then all of our athletics and events and dates that are important are also there. So I encourage anybody that's listening, that's interested in the Prescott Public Schools, whether or not it's arts, academics, or athletics, that you can get those dates and get that readily available to you on our website.
How many kids do you have that are open enrolled?
It's a really good question. I don't know offhand. We have in Wisconsin, they have two different seasons. I believe we had, it was just under a dozen that are coming into us. But then there's also an after that period that closes, then as we get closer to September 3rd, that's when it all kind of shakes out, because families can submit for open enrollment to more than one district. And then, obviously, if you have room, you can accept them, and then you basically have to make sure the family does their paperwork. Where we're situated, we have boundaries that obviously the river keeps us from going into Hastings. Otherwise, we take you on. But as we go east, though, we do have...
I don't know if I want to be a cheesehead. Sorry.
But we do have... Ellsworth is very close, and so is River Falls. And so some families, depending on where they work or where they live, sometimes the schools in those districts that abut us are easier for the family at that time. And those are usually the decisions for why students or families opt out. And also we have a parochial school, St. Joe's, that is in our capture area.
So you can still open and enroll. It's still the season is still open. Yeah. And how is the population of Prescott? Does it continue to grow?
We've been fortunate. We've had two different enrollment studies, one done by the University of Wisconsin and one done by Hazel Reinhart out of Minnesota. Both of those, one predicted we'd be a little bit lower than we are, and we're a bit higher than that. The other one from Wisconsin said we'd be higher than that, and we're a little bit lower. We're right in between the two projections. We're fiscally very solid right now as a district. Our enrollment at the early elementary has decreased a little bit, but our secondary has increased. So overall, we're sitting still pretty well. Wisconsin does have a unique feature in that summer school participants do count to your overall financial reimbursement. So if you think about, for every child you have, you get state money to educate them. Summer school students do go into the formula. So one of the things that we've done is expand our summer school programs, and that has allowed us to provide more opportunities in classes that open up possibilities for our students.
So exciting. There's nothing like the kickoff to a new school year, and we're so grateful that you took the time to come in and chat with us. Thank you, thank you. Prescott School Superintendent Dr. Rick Spacuzza, and he is here today with Carrie Fisher, who is the Community Engagement Coordinator. Wonderful things going on in Prescott. We hope you continue to keep us informed. Thank you so much. Hope it's a great year.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yes, remember
thank
this
so
energy from today now.
Yeah.
Okay? When it gets a little cold. And anyway, thank you both for coming in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.